If you have a little, you have a little
hacking cold.
Time to go to bed now. You say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy.
And then when it's time to set the clock, you say, well,
better set the alarm.
Right, so at 6 o'clock I'll
get up, wake up.
And talking about somebody else, you say, 6 o'clock and he's still sleeping. You better go.
Better get up.
Okay, taking some medicine. It's, you're visiting a person who's taking medicine, and they're supposed to take some medicine every evening. It's still sitting there by the bed. You say, why haven't you
took your medicine?
The patient might answer, well, I, but later on I'll
take it.
If a person can't hear anything at all, you say they're stone
deaf.
And if they can hear a little bit, but not too well, you say they're
hard hearing.
If a person began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished several hours of work, you say he
wet with sweat.
And if you've been working hard, you take a shirt off, just wringing wet, you say, look how
I sweated.
What would you call a discharging sore that comes to a head?
A boil.
And when the boil is opened, what's the stuff that drains out of it?
Core.
And what's that running stuff around it?
Corruption.
Okay, if you get an infection in your hand, so your hand got bigger than it should be, you say, my hand
is swollen.
It's posed a beast on you. And your hand would
swell.
So you might say, look how my hand
is swelled up.
And then if you get still a blister, what's the liquid that forms under the skin?
I call it water.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call, say, if somebody's at war, a bullet goes through their arm, you say they have a
bullet wound.
Good doctor to treat it. As a kind of skinless growth that sometimes happens in a wound, it has to be burned out sometimes.
Cancer?
No, this is a kind of, it's not cancer, it's just
a wart?
Just be growing in a wound.
Oh, proud place.
And if you just a little cut in your finger, what would you try to put on it?
Yeah.
And then if you put some red stuff on there,
methylate or iodine.
Do you ever call either one of those by a joke you've made for children?
Monkey blood.
That's what we call it when I was little. Man was shot and didn't recover. You say that he
was fatally wounded?
Yeah, and yeah.
And killed.
He finally
died.
Yeah, any other terms you'd use for him right here? More polite terms, maybe?
Passed by
him. Would there be any kind of cruder terms, kind of joking terms?
Kick the bucket.
Talking about someone who died, you say, I don't know what the reason was. I just don't know what he died.
Oh.
Now we're talking about your family cemetery. Are there other terms you'd use for different size burying places?
Graveyard.
And would that be a bigger one, or?
Well, I don't know. It's just another term used for cemetery.
And what would you call the individual places?
A family plot.
Okay. When someone dies and needs to be buried, you put them in what?
Grave.
And before that, you put them in a
box, casket. The casket goes in the box then, or the vault, whichever it is.
And then the ceremony itself, the person's called his
funeral.
The immediate family sometimes, and used to more in the past than now, would go through a period when they wore certain clothing.
Mourning period.
Okay, somebody meets you on the street and says, how are you? You're feeling about average, so you say, oh, I'm
fine.
Somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, they'll come out all right. Don't
worry.